This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Spadil, I need a couple of tips from you.
Okay.
All right. I was just telling Jamie, I think there's a market out there for me on OnlyFans.
Doing what exactly?
That's where we need your help.
Jamie.
This is not a bad idea. How can he make some side action money? What should he do?
People do have like a thing for voices, and you have like a traditional like radio voice, which is like real. Maybe you could just do like sexy talk.
Sexy talk.
Oh, yeah.
BJ.
I could do like audio stuff for him.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing.
What are you wearing, girl?
I just cringe.
Yeah.
Slap it, flip it, rub it down. Oh, yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, 5:58. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the air right here, KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Download it for your smartphone. Good morning and welcome to a Monday. It's currently 50 degrees right now. Man, what a beautiful weekend it was. Welcome back, Carson.
Oh, thanks, BJ.
Yeah. How was Mexico?
It was good and bad at the same time because I get the feeling that all-inclusives are just a sham altogether.
Why do you say that?
I feel like I go on a diet every time I go because it's so hard to get food there.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you're going to the wrong resorts.
We got to dinner one night, no joke, at 7:30. We had reservations and everything. Didn't get sat in our seats until 9.
Wow.
So we just sat at the bar and drank.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And then our food was subpar at best. It was burnt. I couldn't get a roll.
At least you drank. It sounds like you got your money's worth.
I don't know. If he was drinking and then his food was that bad after you're drunk, like, that's got to be some horrible food.
Once you're drunk, anything's good, though.
Really.
Right. Welcome back from Mexico. Down there for a big wedding. How'd the wedding go? Everything good?
Oh, it was good. It was hot, though. It was outdoors.
Are they still together?
Yeah. Well, so far, I think.
Okay.
Unless something happened on the way home.
It's been a couple of days. I've been in that relationship before. They can go south quick, man. Right after the wedding. People get divorced on the honeymoon, man.
Realize they made a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Easy to do. Spadil, how was your weekend?
It was pretty good.
Good.
Yeah. Saturday, I just played video games all day, which was sweet.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, I had to ref a paintball tournament, which sucks.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, reffing is literally the worst thing in the world.
Just a typical Spadil weekend, it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
All right. Broncos last night. Broncos win. Woo! I want to play you the highlight reel. Now, remember, it's 3 hours of football. It could take several minutes to put all the clips together and for you to hear everything and the way it unfolded and everything. But I think we have time to work this in before we take a break here. So here we go. The highlight reel from last night.
Wilson gets Gordon, touchdown, Denver.
All right, there you go.
Oh,
there you go. The highlight reel in its entirety. And the ball game is over. 11-10.
It was so boring.
Yeah.
What is going on right now?
Somewhat of an understatement there. Some boring game, huh? Yeah, that was pretty bad. But nevertheless, we won. We're in first place, guys.
Tied for first, yeah.
Woo-hoo! Look at us.
Doesn't feel like we should be, though.
Man. Oh, man, I feel like we're going to the Super Bowl. Woo! And Rihanna's going to sing, so we're all happy. Maybe not. All right. Quick break. BJ and Jamie just getting started. It is a Monday. Welcome to the program. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Monday. What is today? September? Oh, I don't know.
26th.
It's the last week of September. I do know that. October's on the way. All right.
It's the 26th.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Well, you know what? I was good until I was laying there in my bed, in my sleep number bed. By the way, my numbers of 45. Yours is going to be different. And that's what's so great about a sleep number bed.
Yeah, I think mine. Okay. Explain something to me.
Sure.
If you've got a low number, it's a harder, firmer mattress, or it's a softer?
Softer.
Softer.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So I would probably go, you're a what now? 45?
I'm a 45.
I'm going to say I'm a 90.
Oh, you might be. That's like a boy.
I'm a hard dude.
Yeah.
I'm a hard dude.
Yeah. So I was laying in my bed and I was like, man, it feels late. It is. It feels late. And then I was like, let me just check. And guess what?
It was late.
It was late.
Yeah, it was late. It was late. Yeah, I can tell. I can tell you just walked in. It's late. Yeah,
it was late. And not only that, but I put it on PM, apparently. Yeah. So I decided to set my alarm for PM.
Well, the good news is you would have been up by 5:30 this afternoon.
Right.
You wouldn't have slept through the night, that's for sure.
You would have been fine there. So, how was your weekend?
It was fantastic. It was beautiful.
Wasn't it gorgeous? I was out, before you answer, I was out early Saturday morning. Remember, I had a triathlon.
You did. How'd you do?
Oh, I did pretty good.
Where'd you place?
I was probably mid-pack.
Okay.
I was probably mid-pack as far as the spectators go.
Right.
Yeah, I was.
It was a personal best.
Yeah. I did feel bad because at the end of the race, I did get a piece of watermelon and a banana.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
Like you had to load up on calories.
Yeah, I had to borrow my wife's number. You know that number they put on you for the finish line?
I do.
Yeah. So I had to borrow her number, put it on me, and go over and get myself a banana. I was starving.
What else did she do? She ran?
She swam.
She swam.
Yeah. We were at Chatfield Reservoir by 6 a.m.
Oh, my God. So she swam in Chatfield?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. They swam a half mile.
Oh, my God.
In the water early in the morning.
Well, I assume they swam in the water.
Yeah, it was in the water.
No, it was Jell-O.
They went out and did the old circle the buoys and back. And then they jumped on bicycles and rode for 10 miles.
Holy crap, she's amazing.
And then they, I think the run after that was 5 miles.
Dang.
And then they just knocked it out.
How do you have a wife like that?
I don't know. You mean crazy?
I mean athlete.
Oh, athlete. No, I thought you meant just crazy. Because I find that stuff crazy.
No. And so you sat out there with a 4-year-old from what, 6 a.m.?
6 a.m. till about 10:30.
How'd that go?
Awful. Absolutely horrible. He was so grumpy. We'd gotten him up at 5 a.m.
Well, I know, but I told you to get a blow-up mattress and put it in the back of the truck.
I don't think
he could pass out.
Nothing would have worked.
Oh, really?
Nothing would have worked. He was absolutely
Everything
horrible.
Was no.
Oh,
no.
It was terrible. It was terrible. It was just
when
absolute
they're in that
torture.
Mood, it's just done.
Yeah. When they're in a bad mood, they haven't had enough sleep. You woke them up early. There's nothing you can do.
Nope.
And you're out at Chatfield Reservoir. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
What are you going to do? Throw him in the water? I don't know. I mean, our pastime was picking up sticks.
Oh, fine.
We found sticks to put the ground near the beach.
That, 4 hours?
Yeah, he made a whole bed of sticks.
Yay.
So there we go. There we go. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was, it was like you said, it was just beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful. Yeah. When we went out to the cabin, and that was just, I love that place.
Yeah. And when you get out there, now, I've never been out there, but I'm just seeing the pictures, but the air's a little crisper.
Yeah.
It feels even like more fall than what it did in the city. And the city felt great this weekend. So I can imagine that it probably was just absolutely serene.
And then there's something so, like, I don't know what it is about building a campfire right by the river.
Yeah.
Because you have the crackle of the wood, but you also have the sound of the river.
Yeah, the stream.
And it's just like, oh.
Yeah, I need to go out there and break into your place and stay for about a week or so.
Yeah, you should.
To get away from collecting sticks on a beach.
Well, and I have a four-wheeler out there. You can put them on the front of the
four-wheeler. Oh, man, look at me go.
Oh, that'll be some fun, yeah.
I thought of you this weekend, because I know that you used to live in Tampa. How long did you live there?
I was there from 1989 to 2003.
Damn.
Yeah.
A long time.
Yeah, quite a while. 14, 15 years.
They're going to get like hammered by, is it Ian?
Ian. Yeah. Hurricane Ian. All right, we'll do that update when we come back. We're running just a little bit late
today.
All right, so we'll give you an update on that. But there's a major hurricane. And how it affects us here is if you've got a trip to Florida this week, probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the state. Anywhere in the state of Florida. All right, we'll be right back. Hey.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Broncos win last night, 11-10. We're in first place, or at least tied for first place. Hey, we'll take it. A win's a win, I guess.
We are. I thought there were two other teams with 3-0s.
No, not with us. Not in our division.
Oh, in our division.
Yeah, in our division. We're tied with, I don't know, somebody.
Yeah, and how about that game, man? We're strong.
Look at us. We are strong. Our $300 million man is paying off.
Yeah. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
At one point, I thought he needed Cuterelli LASIK surgery, but that's okay. That one pass is fine. It's fine.
I have all the highlights. Check this out.
Wilson gets Gordon touchdown.
There you go. The highlights of the game. Touchdown. Touchdown.
Man, and the booing, right? Oh. I was like, oh, God, stop. Booing.
You know, it's really disappointing.
Yeah.
I mean, we were so optimistic a couple of weeks ago before that Seattle game, and we've laid 3 rotten eggs in a row. I mean, lucky to be 2-1. But nevertheless, I mean, to win in the NFL is a win in the NFL, so I'm not going to get down on them this morning. But, man, that was tough to watch.
And we hired a new guy. Did you see that? We hired some special guy that will help us with the clock and stuff so you don't have to count down.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they still counted down 2 times yesterday.
What do you mean? We've got like a clock guy now?
Yeah, we got a new guy.
Oh, cool. Oh, well, we're going to get on a roll then. We've got a clock guy. Good.
Yeah.
All right, if you're planning on going to Florida this week, probably not going to happen because there's a hurricane headed that way. It's currently approaching the Cayman Islands, and it's going to work its way into the Gulf of Mexico. And man, oh man, this thing could be ugly.
Hurricane Ian, that's right. Ian became a hurricane as of this morning, and it is expected to rapidly intensify. That pressure is dropping, and it is forecast to become a major Category 3 hurricane as it moves across western Cuba and then is expected to become a Cat 4 with 140 mile per hour winds as we head in through tomorrow night and through Wednesday morning. Now, Ian is expected to be just off to the west of Tampa Bay. The impacts will likely be the same. So folks here on high alert and hopefully getting ready here. And then as well across the Nature Coast, Big Bend, the Panhandle, really all of Central and North Florida needing to prepare for the impacts of a major hurricane.
No vacation in Florida this week.
No kidding. Does anybody know how the Cayman Islands fared?
Well, it hasn't really affected them yet. It's happening as we speak.
Okay.
It's starting to run into that area right now, and then it's going to hit into western Cuba and then make its way into the Gulf of Mexico. But the shelves in the stores, I saw some of the pictures yesterday. They're completely bare. People are panicking down there, getting the hell out of there because you got 140 mile per hour winds coming that way.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, they said they were waiting 3 hours for 10 sandbags in Tampa.
Yeah.
Wow.
3 hours just to get 10 sandbags in Tampa.
I saw a couple of hours just to get gasoline. People are backed up at the, at the gas stations. It's, they're in a panic mode. And that area of the state really doesn't get that many hurricanes over the years. It's usually on the East Coast, but this time it's going to get into the Gulf of Mexico. So it could be deadly. 140 mile per hour winds.
Man, because I'm on this Facebook group called I literally love the Cayman Islands. I've been 3 times now, and I love it there. I feel like it's still this kind of like undiscovered paradise, even though it's discovered.
One of my favorite places.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. So I have this weird connection, and I follow them and everything. And there was a guy yesterday, and he was on the beach, on 7 Mile Beach.
Yeah.
And there was nobody, just him. He's like, where's all the people? Where's
all
the people?
That's eerie.
I know.
Right? Jamie was just down there about 3 weeks ago, so I watched the webcam trying to get her to wave to me. I'm going to pull up the webcam this morning because I want to see what the weather looks
like.
Well,
yesterday, just so you know, because I did it too, they were putting up all the chairs and stuff.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, they were
preparing.
Getting ready.
Yeah, they were.
Right, wow.
I know. So this is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, it could develop into. I've seen it happen this way and completely miss that area. But somebody's going to get it, either the Panhandle from Panama City over to Fort Walton Beach or something like that. But right now it's forecasted for the Tampa Bay area.
I was watching the Weather Channel. Yeah, I had a crazy weekend. How about you people? Anyway, I was watching the Weather Channel. And they were talking about this tropical storm. I forgot the name of it, but it was kind of like the same story. It came in, everything was great. It was a tropical storm. And when it hit the warm waters and shore, it went to category 5. I mean, just out of nowhere, yeah. They thought it was going to be fine. And then boom.
Yeah, it can explode on you. Yeah. But I will tell you, from living in Colorado over the past 20 years or so, I've seen more wind damage and more wind out here than I ever saw in Florida. This place here, you'll hit 100 miles per hour like every month.
I know, and you're always yelling, "You guys, I've lived in Florida. This is a hurricane."
This is a hurricane. When you hit 75 miles per hour, it's considered a category 1. I've seen it here in Colorado many times more than Florida.
It's true.
It is. True. But nobody reports it out here. It's like, okay, it's just, you know, it is Colorado. It's the way it is out here.
I want to go back to the Broncos real quick. Somebody said this. They texted this at 51059. I told my husband BJ was going to bitch about the game even though we won. Thanks for not letting me down.
See, I didn't bitch about the game. I said we won. It's all good. It's all good. We're 2-1.
I think it was your highlight.
Oh, my highlight?
Yeah, I think.
Well, that
highlight.
Was the only highlight. We had one touchdown. Willie scored 11 points, people. We sat on the number 5 forever.
Your highlight reel,
5.
I think.
Oh, man. All right. Tabloid trash is coming up.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, this just handed to me. Rihanna is officially the main act for Super Bowl.
That's a great move.
Yeah. And if you don't know who she is, here's number 2, just a reminder.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
When the sunshine, we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath, I must stick it out to the end.
You know, last week when we were talking about Taylor Swift possibly being a part of the halftime, we tried to come up with names. We couldn't come up with any names. We came up with a few, but we never mentioned Rihanna.
Sure
She's
didn't.
Such an obvious.
Yeah, she will be great at this. By the way, I just don't know how she feels about being number 2.
Yeah, like Plan B.
Yeah, because Taylor Swift reportedly turned down the chance to perform at the Super Bowl. She needs to re-record all the albums because that Scooter guy, remember, he's getting all the... He bought her whole,
library.
Yeah. He bought that whole thing.
It must be nice to be too busy to do the Super Bowl.
No, she just has to re-record it all because she won't. All the money will go to Scooter once people download her stuff.
Yeah, right. All the sales.
Yeah. She's got time. We're only in September. The Super Bowl's not till February. Well, you can't record like 4 songs. Okay, 4 songs.
She has 6 albums.
Yeah, but all you got to do is the ones that you're going to do at the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. I don't think that's how that
I'm
works.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, she is going to record her 6th studio album because that Scooter guy is so rude, right? I mean, he just did all that little... I wonder what he's worth now, Scooter.
Hundreds of millions.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, he's Justin Bieber's manager.
Mm-hmm. Ariana Grande.
Yep, hers. He's that guy from, where is he from? He's not Mexico. He's this huge worldwide star. He did a documentary, but he's also 500 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't he out of, like, Puerto Rico or somewhere?
Yeah, somewhere like that.
Dominican, maybe? I don't know.
I feel like it's Dominican.
It might be Dominican Republic.
Yeah, but he's
a
huge guy. I have to tell you guys, I watched a documentary over the weekend, and you all have to watch it. It's so good. It's called The Real Bling Ring, and it's on Netflix. Again, it's The Real Bling Ring, and it's about those people back in the day, maybe 2005, I don't know, that broke into... what's her name? Paris Hilton's house, Lindsay Lohan's house, that guy that paddleboards naked. What's his name?
Oh, that's married to...
Katy Perry.
Yeah, Orlando...
Orlando Bloom. Okay. They broke into their house. They would go along parties in Hollywood, and the girl in the passenger seat would just pull up on handles of cars as they drove along.
Yep.
Just pull up on handles.
Wow.
And if one went open, then she'd pop out and grab their stuff inside.
Didn't they look to see who, like, if it was a music star, if they were on tour?
Yep.
And they would look to see if Paris Hilton is doing, like, some fashion show in Europe. Then they would know that that house is empty, and they would target the house. And
yeah.
There for a while, this thing was like every other day that some celebrity's house was getting broken into.
And these two people that were on the show, they were actually the burglars. They were addicted to it. And it was just so easy because, as you said, MySpace had just kind of started. And so MySpace gave them the opportunity to see when they were out of town, like BJ said. But then Google Maps came about and it could see the house. And then, like, a lot of these people were doing reality shows so they could see inside the house.
It's a burglar's dream, yeah. Folks. The technology is a burglar's dream.
Well, not only that, but this is the crazy part, not to give it all away. But Paris left her key under the mat.
Yeah.
So they went and made copies. And they broke into her house over and over and over again. And she never even knew.
Right.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't you? I mean, you just leave the key under the mat.
No, I mean,
hilarious.
She had so much money, she didn't even know. And so
that
much
it
stuff.
It was being stolen.
They would go in and steal it.
You could also, and I've thought of this, you could go to several different houses in your own neighborhood, okay, with nobody home. And I guarantee you, you look under the mat, under a rock, or under a plant, and you'll find a key.
Oh, not at my house.
Or they have, like, the fake rock. We used to have the fake rock with the key inside.
Not every house, but I'm saying, if you went through your neighborhood, you would end up finding a key.
But you wouldn't think Paris Hilton.
No.
And the fact that they...
I don't know. She doesn't seem like the sharpest knife in the drawer.
But you would think that she would have a lot of security, right? You know, and all that stuff. But here's the crazy part. They said that she had just random amounts of money in different handbags that she took to the club. So she would forget about, you know, like, she had $1,000 in these handbags, and they'd just find them and they'd put them in the bag, and then they'd look on TMZ or whatever to see if she reported anything being stolen. She never did. Not until they absolutely cleaned out her safe. That's when she finally noticed.
You know, and that's the way it is at my house. I mean, they're just random bags.
Just money.
Money everywhere.
Yeah.
I fear for that. I do. It's everywhere.
Oh, my God. That's so funny you say that because, was it yesterday? I needed cash. I didn't have any money. I had $1.
Yeah.
And there was a little girl with a lemonade stand, and I'm like digging for money. And it was $1, and all I could give her was $1.
Well. But catch her next time. I owe you.
I gave her $1, but you know how you want to give them more than that?
Yeah.
I was like, I actually paid her $1.
Look, if you're like a 9-year-old and you're running a lemonade stand around town, you got to be able to take credit cards, pal.
I know.
You know, things have changed.
I know. I agree.
You got to be able to do a card.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, so that whole thing with Rihanna, that is awesome. She'll put on a great show. Okay. And I bet the Broncos will be in it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, we're on fire right now. We won 2 in a row.
Yeah. So look at us go.
Yeah.
BJ.
What?
We won.
We did win. No, I came in this morning and I said to myself, self, we're not going to get down on them today. We did that last week. We got down on them. They pulled it out. They won. I thought they were going to lose. I said they're going to take it in the shorts.
Yep.
And you know what? I was wrong. They pulled it out. They won. We'll get our act together on offense eventually. We'll be okay, I guess.
Yep, there was no short taken.
Nobody took the shorts.
Alec Baldwin and his wife have welcomed their 7th child. What are they doing? Why are they having so many kids? Oh, my God. Alec Baldwin and his wife have welcomed their 7th child together. Listen to the age group. All right, so we know Ireland he had with Kim Basinger. She's 26. But now he has, how old is he, like 80? He has a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, an 18-month-old, and a newborn.
Yeah, I think he's like 68 or
64.
Something. 64. Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. 26 to a newborn.
I mean, you were outside with a 4-year-old for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Imagine having 6 more of those.
Man, I saw a guy when, remember last week, Jamie, when I told you we went over to Walmart to shop for some Halloween stuff? There was a guy that was there by himself. No, his wife or whatever wasn't there. And he had seven kids inside Walmart. And they ranged anywhere from, I'd say the smallest was 3 years old, up to like 11 years old.
Oh.
Seven kids in Walmart. And every kid was grabbing for stuff.
I bet they
every
were.
Kid. He's smacking them around. Get over here.
That. No.
Get back over here. Come here, Larry.
I left here Friday and went to the DMV, ooh, which was super fun.
I thought it was closed.
No, not the one where I went.
Oh, okay.
That was Denver.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went to the DMV and I made an appointment. Oh, and I have another one today because it didn't work out. But anyway, and there was a lady there with three kids.
Yeah.
And one of them was just laying on the floor and he wouldn't get up.
Playing dead. I'm not getting up for anything.
We've all had that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right in a toy aisle.
Yeah. And she was like, let's go to the library and play. And he's like, I don't want to. And he was just laying there screaming.
Oh, kids, you gotta love them.
Oh my God, right?
Gotta love them.
All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.